Gloria Roberts says Matthew DeMond Lyons found her on a social media app, and soon after he texted her, letting her know that he was tracking her through her phone and would hurt her daughter if she told anyone.
He's very good at manipulating the things that are wrong with, you know, that it probably wasn't true. But to me, it was true that he knew. And so she wasn't safe. And I needed to make her safe, and I needed to listen, and I needed to follow and do what I was told to keep her safe.
Court documents say Roberts then went to Arizona willingly to meet up with Lyons, but Roberts says she was forced.
He was constantly telling me things. You're mine, you're my property, you're nothing. I'm gonna have so much control over you that if I told you that the grass was blue, you're gonna say, yes, the grass is blue.
Roberts says Lyons didn't just beat her, he shaved her head, sexually abused her, and branded her chest with a tattoo.
At first, I thought, I'll get a chance. You know, he has to sleep. He has to do something natural. There's needs that you have to do. You have to eat. You have to sleep. You have to drink. You have to go to the bathroom. And that'll be my opportunity.
But Roberts says she was kept prisoner for 3 days before Lyons left her alone to take a shower. She says she then sent off a quick message to a coworker.
And I sent the email as fast as I could. And I just said, I need you to listen. I need you to understand. And I really need help. And I know that you're mad at me over leaving you and all of this, but I need you to come and call the police. And I sent it, and then I quickly deleted it out of my sent and delete folders.
Now, that was Monday. By Friday, Roberts says she was told that they caught Lyons and she was finally safe. The woman says she has cuts that might never fully heal, but by telling her story, she hopes that she's taking the first step to controlling her life again.
Unbelievable story. Wow. It's just so great that she actually made
so
it through it without any serious hurt.